Maddie and Cameron with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the virtually free 50 cent transport has issued nearly 500 fines for fare evasion, and Transport Minister is not happy. Authorities have issued 475 fines for TransLink fare evasion, another 2,407 warnings were given to adult commuters, and 1,576 warnings to minors. The fine for fare evasion in Queensland is currently $322, which means more than 1,500,000 penalties have been issued in the first 2 weeks. Transport Minister Bart Milish has expressed his disappointment and has urged people to pay their fares. He said, "You might be able to get a cone at McDonald's for 50 cents, but that doesn't mean you can go behind the counter and serve it yourself." Recent data has shed light over the specifics of the ongoing housing crisis. It has been revealed that 27 houses and unit prices are either lower or marginally higher than the costs of 10 years ago in 2014. The data shows that in Brisbane, a typical unit costing $70,000 in 2014 has now risen by 13.5% over the last decade. This means that the unit today would now cost a shocking $590,000. According to PopTrack, researcher Cameron Kersher, ultimately, price rises because there is too much demand and not enough supply, so when it's opposite, it can moderate prices. In national news, residents in New South Wales' Upper Hunter region reported two recent earthquakes, which are the largest they've ever experienced. Muswellbrook Mayor Steve Reynolds was calling the local rugby game when the second quake struck. "We thought someone was playing a joke on us and shaking the truck. The quake was that violent." Mayor Reynolds emphasised the need for the community to prepare for future seismic activity to ensure the safety of our residents and businesses.
New South Wales residents calling 000 can now live stream emergencies directly to operators. The technology was trialled across the state by several emergency service providers and has been used in some of the country's most recent emergencies. The footage enhances emergency services capabilities, allowing them to assess the situation and respond swiftly. Minister for the Police Yasmin Catley stated police rely on the community to accurately describe incidents so they know what they're dealing with. BlueLink gives emergency services access to the scene before they have even arrived. A 12-month trial saw over 700 incidents streamed, aiding the location of over 100 high-risk missing persons. In international news, a collision occurred between a Philippine vessel and a China Coast Guard ship as the Philippine vessel attempted to deliver supplies to a ship stationed nearby. China Coast Guard spokesman Gang Yu stated the incident occurred because the Philippine vessel refused to comply with control methods and attempted to supply a vessel that was illegally stationed. This escalation is a result of rising tensions in the region between the two nations. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with patchy fog throughout the morning. It is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, poorzz.org.au/news.
Thanks, Maddie and Cameron.